Virginia Petty, P-E-T-T-Y, 1/16/2026. Date of visit 1/22/41. Virginia was seen to, this 84-year-old woman was seen today for a face-to-face evaluation, period. Miss Petty, P-E-T-T-Y, is currently in her fourth benefit period from 11/24/25 to 1/22/26. Patient's face-to-face will be shared with the hospice medical director. Patient was seen today for the purpose of face-to-face evaluation, of course. This 84-year-old woman who lives with her son is currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain. Patient is quite aggressive. Patient has been yelling at her sons ever since I arrived, period. Patient picks up the phone and talks on the phone some gibberish words, but there's no one on the phone. Patient has lost weight. Patient had lost 5 pounds and probably another 5 pounds. Her MAC is down to 19 centimeters. She avoids eating. When asked to eat, she goes on a cussing and becomes very aggressive with family members. This puts her at FAST score of 6D because of urine incontinence, and now 6E almost because she's had a couple of bouts of fecal incontinence, which is very difficult for her kids to deal with, period. They're looking at possible placement. They tell me today, period. Her PPS is at 30%, period. I believe the weight loss is related to her neurocognitive disorder and unavoidable, period. Patient's son, Daryl, tells me that her confusion is much worse. There were two sets, 92%. There's hundreds and thousands of fruit flies flying around. And thank God I did not see any roaches today. Her pulse is 74, blood pressure 90 over 60. She has decreased appetite, protein, calorie malnutrition, pedal edema related to low proteins, definitely sundowner syndrome, which has definitely gotten worse. Staying in bed 10 hours a day, which most of the time she's not sleeping. She sleeps during the day and stays up at night and becomes very aggressive and belligerent to family members. Overall prognosis remains quite poor. Let's see if there's anything else. She's ADL dependent, of course, bowel and bladder incontinent. Given natural progression of her disease, she most likely has less than 6 months to live. We had a long discussion with the patient's sons, both Daryl and both sons, regarding her condition, regarding her eating habit, regarding her functioning, decline in her function, both mentally and cognitively, and the fact that these are all consistent with her hospice diagnosis, and she's getting close to her end of life. Thank you.